This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah, you get me, you get me.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Okay, right, good evening. Welcome. Gochodesh. So we're going to have two halves tonight. Mitz Hashem, we'll do the halacha part, and then we'll do the Inyone Purim. So the halachas, we've got 2 weeks left till Purim. Tonight, 2 weeks of Mitz Hashem is Purim. So tonight and next week, we'll try and divide up the halachas of Purim over 2 weeks. It's an overview. It's just a quick reminder of the key halachas of Purim. And tonight, in Mitz Hashem, we'll focus on Tanis Esther and the Megillah. And next week, we'll focus on the Suda, Matanis Levyonim, Shlachmonis, etc., etc. I've taken it for an overview. I've taken it from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and extracted it and where relevant, made it as practical and relevant as possible. So, the first point is in the Kitzur in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. He says, "Mishenichnas Adam Marbim Besimcha." The famous words from the Mishnah in Tanis. How relevant, literally, Rosh Chodesh has just commenced. So, "Mishenichnas Adam Marbim Besimcha." Says the kids of Yisrael, "Sheyesh lo dinu dvarim ovid kechovim yishofet imoy b'chodesh zeh." If you have a court case, any litigation with a non-Jewish person, it is appropriate to do it in this month. It's considered an auspicious month. The mazel of Klal Yisrael is strong, and therefore try and arrange it for this month. The question is, what exactly are the practicalities of Mishenichna Sadna Marbim Basimcha? What does that mean? How does it manifest itself? So there are lots of different ideas. One idea could be, if you've got a court case, right? That's the obvious one. Then just schedule it for this month. The other idea, and that's if you go to more Hasidish Batei Midrashim, you'll see that they have signs up, they have posters up. Often they have pictures of fish and things like that. The muzzle of Adar is a dog, is a fish. Interestingly, the Nitai Gavriel says something very interesting, and that is that when you put up posters in a shul, you also put it up at home. And he says that you should put it over the Zeichel L'Churban. So in the same way as Mishenichnas Av Mamatin Basimcha, you know, the Kotzker Rebbe says that Simcha is like a pilot light. It's a constant. It should always be there. You just, you know, when it comes to Adar, you turn it up. And when you come to Av, you turn it down a bit. But it's a constant. It's there. So the Zeichel L'Churban is there. And I guess you're sort of covering it over in the month of Adar to convey this sort of it's subsumed by the Simcha of Av. Other ideas is also the Kotzker. The Kotzker Rebbe says that the letters of Besimcha, Mishenichnas Adam Marbim Besimcha, if you rearrange the words Besimcha, it spells Machshova. And the idea is that happiness is not sort of a gift, used to say, in the state, I think, of Florida, but rather happiness is in the state of mind. And it's very much a machshava. A person's approach to life is how he can manifest, how he can display that concept. The Munkach Rebbe is quoted in the Nitai Gavriel, I think I saw it, or in the Piskei Tshuvas, that he says that you increase whatever makes a person happy, so long as it arouses feelings of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. In the same way, that when you go to a wedding, I think there's a chasna tonight, and you go to the chasna, and the focus of going to a chasna, of course, is to be mesameach chasan v'kala. And when you're dancing there in the middle, and you know so much thought is going on to shtick and that's the focus is simchas chasan v'kala. So what have you got to do? The answer is whatever makes the chasan, whatever makes the kala happy. So you know if it means dancing or dressing up in a certain way, that's their thing. Whatever the funny thing is. So that's appropriate for them. Well, so too, Mishenichnas Adam Marbim Besimcha, whatever it does it for you, then that is appropriate to increase that so that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mishenichnas Adam Marbim Besimcha. Okay, let's move on. Next, Si'if. So again, this is the Kitzur from Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Says the Kitzur, B'mei Mordechai Ve'Esther, in Si'if base, B'mei Mordechai Ve'Esther, Nikhalu HaYehudim B'Shleisha Osu L'Chodesh Ador, Klal Yisrael gathered together on the 13th of the month of Adar, la'amoid al nafsham, to fight for their lives, u'lihinokim me'avim, to take revenge on their enemies, v'hoyutzrichim levakish rachamim me'es Hashem. And they had to seek rachamim, they had to daven for rachamim from Hashem, she'yazre, that he would help them. U'motzinu, When Klal Yisrael were ever in a difficult situation, they davened that Hashem should help them. So too, when Moshe Rabbeinu fought with Amalek when they came out of Mitzrayim, he also fasted. Interesting. In other words, there's no direct source for the fact that we fasted on Tanis Esther. But presumably, just like whenever we go to battle, that's our preparation. Well, presumably on the 13th of Adar, we did the same. And it's an interesting thing when you think about it. You know, if you go to any military academy, they will tell you that to prepare for war, you've got to, have a good meal, be well hydrated, have a good night's sleep beforehand. But in Klal Yisrael we fast, because we know that our help comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not necessarily from the meal or the hydration before warfare. V'lochein kiblu aleim Klal Yisrael yom ze l'tanis sibur v'nikra tanis esther kadei lizka sh'abar yisbarach shemoy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu roye v'shemea tefillois kol ish be'es arosoy, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears, sees the tefillahs of every person, kasha yisane v'yoshev el Hashem b'chol levavei, when he fasts and he does tshuva, k'mo she'osu l'avoseinu b'yom mahim. U'mikol mokum, ein tanis zu chayva kol kach. This fast day is not such a strong obligation, k'mo arba tanis shekesuvos b'mikra, in the same way of the other four fasts that are found in Novi. Now that's not, of course, referring to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is in the Torah. The other four fasts that we're referring to are Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves, Shivos B'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. Now, all four of those are spoken about in Novi, in Mikra. But Tanis Esther isn't. So therefore, it's slightly less obligatory. It says, the kids of V'chein Yesh L'Hokel Bo Be'es HaTzorech. And you can therefore be more lenient in respect to Tanis Esther, which is, of course, today 2 weeks. Wednesday, today 2 weeks. Kagoin, so who can you be makel for? Kagoin Mu'ubarois, pregnant ladies, or Menikois, feeding mothers, even someone who's got a headache or some sort of a migraine, if they're in distress, they do not need to fast. And so to a mother, if she's given birth in the previous 30 days, and so to a choson or a kala, if their sheva brachas falls out, the Tanis Esther is in the 7 days, they will not have to fast. Now, the mitzvah harbor does not refer to the yoledes or to a feeding mother or whatever. If they feel they're mubaris, if they're even without a lot of distress, that's going on the chayla. But they should, however, make up the fast. Now, that is not necessary for a pregnant or for a feeding mother. It's referring to a chola. So someone who's feeling well, they've got a headache, and they just they'd like to drink, or it's too much for them. So the kitza does say that they should make it up. Yifru achakach, avol sha habriim. But other healthy people, lo yifru shu es asma min atzibur. They should not detach themselves from the tzibur. Va'afidu mishahulich baderech. Even if someone is going on a journey, for kasha alav lisanos, and it's difficult for him to fast, mikol makom tzorich lisanos, he should try and fast if he can. I remember 1 year in school, a few years ago, we had the Scotland trip, and it was a mess up on the way back. It was changed the date, and I can't remember exactly what happened, but they booked the train tickets, and it was nitcha that year. Purim, I think, was on a Sunday. So when it's on a Sunday, Tanis Esther should be on the Shabbos, but of course, it can't be on a Shabbos, so it was pushed to the Thursday before, and whoever booked the tickets didn't notice that it was Tanis Esther. So we had, 90 boys coming back 5 hours on a train from Edinburgh to London, and you tell them they can't eat or drink. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, I was in school at the time. I wasn't with them, but it wasn't ideal. But either way, a person who's on a holich derech and it's kosher and it's honest, he should try and fast if possible. So it's an interesting thing. The kitza says that. We don't see it. It's not so well known. Is it? Yeah, okay. The kitza does say to make it up. I'm not so familiar with it. You don't see it in practice so much, do you? But that's what the kitza says.
Okay, you can pick any day.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. There are days where you shouldn't fast, such as Erev Shabbos, you should try and avoid. There are others, like Rosh Chodesh, you should try and avoid. But one can make it up. No, that's cheating. Yeah. Okay. Let's turn over. We'll leave the Machas HaShekel. Let's go straight to the Megillah. Okay. So this is Siv Zayin. Says the Kitza, Chayev kol odom bein ish bein isha lishmua kriyas haMegillah. Everyone is obligated to hear the Megillah, Mr. Shem, tonight, 2 weeks. Belaila uvayom, in the night and in the day. V'lochein, gam ha-besulois yeshton elechis ha-beis ha-knesses. Even unmarried ladies should go to shul and hear the Megillah. V'im eidon holches, and if they don't go to shul, shrichin likra lifneim bebayis. They should read, arrange a private reading of the Megillah at home or wherever. V'gam es ha-ktanim, and even children. Chayovim lechanech yoson sheyishmu kriyas ha-Megillah, you should be mechanechun that they should hear the Megillah. U'mikol mokum, lo yoviyu lebeis ha-knesses ketanim b'yoseh. Don't bring kids who are too young, shemaval b'lim das hashemim, because they just they'll confuse people, they make a noise, they'll disturb people. So it's a balance. Not too young, but when they're of the age of chinuch and they can behave in shul, not disturb others, then one should bring them. Sifches, Megillah shalayla also likros kodim seisakechovim. When we lain the Megillah at night, you shouldn't lain it before seisakechovim. Nacht, when the stars go out. Afar pishem itztar habe machmas ha-tanis. Even though it's straight after the tanis and a person is distressed, tired, hungry. Ach yochel litoim katzas koidim ha-megillah. You're allowed to eat a little before the Megillah. Kagoin, can you see what the next word is? Kagoin, coffee, yeah? Yeah, you can have a coffee, v'chadoime, kadei lischazeg ma'ad mechalushas, mechushas ha-tanis. So, one should try and avoid it, but if you're feeling weak and you've got a headache, to take a carton of juice or a bottle of water and a bit of cake or whatever, some fruit, nash, whatever it is, to shul, that you have it just before Megillas Esther, that is okay. If it will give you strength and it will help you if you're not feeling so great, then that would be okay. It's a bit like Tkiya Shofa. You know, for those shuls that don't have a kiddush before Tkiya Shofa, there is always the sort of the renegades who run to the Beis HaMedrash with their little flask of coffee and a bit of cake. But it's okay on before Megillah to do that. Okay, let's jump to Halacha Yud Beis. Okay, Halacha Yud Beis. See further down. Birchas Shechionu Shel Yoim. When we make the bracha of Shechionu, the person who's laning the Megillah will make that bracha. Now he'll have in mind to be moitzi everybody else, but we should also have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvahs of the day with that bracha, with that Shechionu. So therefore, says the Kitza, Yechavnu gam al mitzvahs mishleach manus, matonis levyonim, v'sudas purim. So you should have in mind, in addition to the Megillah that he's doing it on, the three other mitzvahs of the day, shlachmonos, matonos levyonim, the suda. V'chein shliach tzibur tzorach sheyichav v'nohitzi yas tzibur gam mitzvahs elu, and the shliach tzibur should have in mind to be moitzi the tzibur for all the mitzvahs of the day. Next halacha, hakoyres ha-megillah tzorach lechavin lohitzi yas kol ha-shoimim, v'chgam ha-shomea tzorach lechavin lishmas kol teva v'teva. The person laying the Megillah has got to have you in mind, and you have got to have in mind that every word that you hear from him, he's being moitzi to you. Shafirim rak teva achas leshama. Even if you don't hear one word, eino yotze. So if you come a few minutes late, and you're halfway through the first perek, it's no good. You missed it. V'lochein tzorech hakori lashkiach ma'oid. Therefore, the person laying the Megillah has got to be very careful. Shebishar shemarishin umavalbenim behakos hamon. When they make a noise when they say the word hamon, yishteik adyavo harash legamrei. He should wait until there is silence after all the noise before he continues. U'mikol makom roiv v'nochon shi'el kol echad Megillah kasheira. If possible, it's appropriate for a person to have a kosher Megillah to follow the person leaning, k'dei sheyem ba'atzma mila b'mila b'lachash. He can actually lean it quietly with the person. Pen lo yishma tevachas melakoyres. So if he misses a word, well, he's actually saying it. Now, interesting, if you look at the footnote I've done, if you don't have a kosher Megillah, which is, I think, the majority of people, one should make sure to at least have a printed edition of the Megillah in front of them, so that if you miss a word, you can read from that Megillah the word that he missed. And therefore that works. So if you've got a chumash, you know, in the back of the chumash, you've got the Megillah in there, or just a printed Megillah, that works. If you miss the word, you daydreamed, or you just, I don't know, you dozed off, I don't know, and you quickly say the word you missed, that would be okay. That's the Mishnah Berurah as brought there. Anyone listening online, please email me, and Blinedai will email the sheet back, j.golka@gmail.com. Let's carry on. V'chein, we're just towards the end of Sifut Gimel. V'chein kol isha chochma slave. Any wise woman, shemeres be'ezras noshim, who's sitting in the ladies' gallery in the section of the Ezras Noshim, im efshe matov lios lo megillah kasheira. She is as mechuyev as a man, and therefore, if possible, she should also have a kosher megillah. Likra mitocha, kisham kosher lishmoya. Because in some Ezras Noshim, it's quite hard to hear. V'hanoshim mechuyev as kmoy ha'anoshim. And women are as mechuyev as men. Okay. Alright, we'll leave that there. Miss Hashem, part 2 will involve the halachas of the day of Purim, Shlachmanos, Matonis Levionim, the Suda, etc., etc. Miss Hashem next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.